Okay, I'll put on here that it's today's April 29th, and I'm talking to April 29th, 1988, and I'm talking to Lytle Myers. And what do you call this community here?
Knowles Creek.
Knowles Creek. And where do you get your mail from here?
Walkersville, Route 1.
Walkersville. Mm-hmm. I was wondering when I was driving in here, did you used to be able to get out the other way before the dam, Burnsville Dam?
Yes, about 10 miles from here to Burnsville down the river.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that was the main way out before?
Well, no, there's always been a way out this way, called Featherbed.
Yeah.
And across Pigeon Roost, the way you come, that's called Pigeon Roost.
Right.
Yeah.
This
road comes out of Walkersville here, going this way.
Uh-huh. That real old house up there, log house on Pigeon Roost.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
Well, I know people that lived in it at one time. Gene Snediger owns it now. But a fellow named Albert Bull lived in it back one time. That's the only one I know of that ever lived in it. Might have been more, I don't know. But.
Do you mind saying what year you were born?
1913. 75.
And at some point, how young were you when you got interested in music?
Well, I started playing when I was just a kid. I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years old.
On the fiddle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did anybody in particular get you started?
Yes, there used to be a family lived up here on the hill by the name of Fishers. Herbie Fisher, he played the fiddle. And I learned a little after him. I learned myself, really, but he taught me a little about it. I learned the most of it myself. Just started out playing myself.
Did any of your people play? Your
Yes, after I learned to play, I had two younger brothers, and they both learned to play music. Mm-hmm. They're both dead now.
My mother's was a Myers.
Is that right?
But she came from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of Myers.
Yeah.
Do you know where your people came from?
No, well, I know where some of them come from, Virginia. But I don't know where the rest of them come from. I had a grandmother come from Virginia.
Was she a Myers or a...
No, she was a... A cook, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Or she's married.
Now, have you lived in this place here a long time? Or?
Yeah, I've lived here a long time. I was raised on up the creek here, a couple of miles. But I bought this all back in the 40s
uh-huh.
and lived here ever since.
So you've always lived on Downs Creek?
Mm-hmm.
All your life?
Well, I practiced all my life. I've been away a year or two at a time. Uh-huh. Not very much.
So you got started playing music when you were a boy, and where would you play, and who would you play with?
Well, back then, when I started, I just played by myself, but in later years, after I learned to play, I'd play with Herbie Fisher and my two brothers, and there's some others around here on the creek back at that time, and Horn Weaver up there, he played the banjo, and sometimes he played with us.
Horn Weaver?
Horn, O-R-I-N. We'd go around people's houses and play.
Now that Weaver, did he play the old-time style, or did
he
pick it?
Pounders.
Is he still?
Yeah, he's still living.
Up here?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But after I got up in the teens, I played for dances. I played all the time with myself. Wasn't nobody played with me with them. But I used to have a dance over across on the other creek here, and about every week or two, and I'd play for her.
And you'd play all by yourself?
I played all by myself.
And pretty small rooms or schoolhouses or houses?
No, just a room like this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you call figures too? Or?
I did, yeah. Not at that time, but in later years when I'd go to dances, when I wasn't playing, I learned calls figures sometimes.
You never did the both at the same time?
No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't play and call figures at the same time. Or I never could sing and play the fiddle at the same time. I never tried it much, but I never seen anybody that could. Mm-hmm. Play the fiddle, now you play guitar and sing with it, but now a fiddle's a different thing for some reason. I used to play the guitar and played the banjo a little.
And now what style of banjo did you play? Did you?
Well, I played the same way. Pounded.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't too good on banjo. Never practiced enough. Mm-hmm. But I used to play the guitar and fiddle pretty well.
Can you remember any other old-time fiddle players around this part of the country you played?
No, not right around here. I don't.
Just that Fisher?
He's gone. Yeah. But I remember people that played, but I never played with them. Orvie Taylor and Walter Taylor.
Where were they from?
Well, they was raised around in this community, not right around here, but over on Little Knolls Creek. Mm-hmm. Well, Walter Taylor used to live right down here, but of course they're all dead now.
Can you remember the first tune you ever played on the fiddle?
Well, no, not really. No.
Can you name some tunes that you did play? What were your favorite dance pieces to play?
Well, I can name over maybe two or three. I forgot the most of them. I played Soldier Joy and Mississippi Sawyer and I don't know, there's one called the 15th of February, I don't know what it was. And, I played a lot of them back then, but...
You played a tune called The 15th of February?
Yeah, that's what they call it. That's what Herbie Fisher called it.
Do you have any idea where that name came from?
No, I have no idea. No idea.
It was different than the 8th of January, I take it.
Well, it might have been the same thing. I don't know. Might have been.
15th of February. Sometimes if you go back and on a tune with a date like that, there's something happened on that day or something.
Well, I don't know. I never know where any of them tunes come from. I just picked most of them up from Herbie Fisher, what he played. Golden Slippers. Oh, I don't know. I used to play a lot of them, but I forgot.
Did you ever play in other tunings with the fiddle besides the natural tuning? Did you ever tune the bass strings up to play?
Yeah.
Is that the way you learned to play?
Yeah.
And what did you call that when you tuned them up?
It's called a high bass.
High bass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'd play like, would you play Sally Gooden?
Yeah.
Sally Gooden and...
Yeah, and Red Ring and...
Sourwood Mountain, in that key, maybe?
Yeah. And Snow Deer. Old Red Rooster. Coming Around the Mountain, or whatever you call it.
Who would you say was the best old-time fiddle player that you ever heard?
Well, I don't know. I've heard some awful good players down at Jackson's Mills. I didn't really know who they was.
You go down there to the Jubilee?
Sometimes, yeah. They have some good music down there. Yeah. But Herbie Fisher was the best fiddle player around, sure, on the creek.
And do you know if he used those different tunings too? Do you think he used the different tunings on the fiddle?
Yeah.
The high bass and...
Yeah, he's the one that learned me to tune it. Yeah.
Did you ever hear any colored people play music? Old time music?
No, not... Not when I was around them. I've heard them play on the television, of course, but there were no colored people around here.
Yeah. Now, somebody was telling me about a colored man from, I think, over around Long Run somewhere.
Yeah, they was...
Who played the fiddle.
I never did hear him play, but there's several colored people over back in that country, but never none around here.
Did you ever, years ago, see anybody play these dulcimers that play down here like this? With the, you know, the long, thin dulcimers?
I've seen them play, but I never, not around here, no.
You don't remember any from years back?
No. No, there never nobody around this country ever played any that I ever know of.
Do you remember anything that happened at the square dances you used to play through? Did you ever get pretty rough at some of them? Or Or were they pretty?
Most of the time, it was pretty quiet. I remember one night, I was just a kid, but I was playing the fiddle. And a fellow by the name of Wade Bennett. He had some liquor there, moonshine. And he'd come around and stick that bottle in my mouth there a little bit. I got so drunk I couldn't hardly sit up, but I still played right on. And he spilled a little on my fiddle, and it just turned that varnish just so white as it could be where that liquor went on it. That's the one thing I'll never forget. But there's never much. A few times people get into a little quarrel or something. Went on pretty smooth.
Did the people have some favorite dances that they always like to do where you played? I mean, do you remember what the dances were?
Well, no. They just square danced all the time.
Yeah, but you don't remember what the figures were that...
Well, no. I can't remember what all the figures they called. I remember one was Elevate the Hall, they called it. I don't know. There's several of them, but I can't remember them now.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any people who were especially good hoedown dancers that stick out in your mind?
No, there used to be some girls around that was pretty good at Charleston. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Used to be a couple of girls over on Big Run next to Walkersville, Ob Wilson's girls. They just could do the Charleston pretty well.
Now, when they did that, would they do that like at the square dances?
No, they didn't do it at square dances. Yeah.
When it comes to fiddle playing, do you have a preference of what kind of fiddle playing you like? Do you think fiddle playing changed a lot over the years with, say, when they started playing bluegrass?
Well, not a whole lot. I don't think.
Do you know of
course, back when I was playing, there wasn't no bluegrass or anything like that, but some people still play them old fiddle tunes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody in this part of the country that ever made any fiddles?
There's an old fella over about Caress that makes them. Or has made him.
Yeah.
Maybe still does. I don't know.
Yeah, I know him.
Well, that's the only one that I ever know in this country.
Do you still have your fiddles?
Yeah, I've got one. Thank you.
pegs on the top here, are they homemade pegs?
Them two is.
Did you whittle them?
No, somebody else put them in there.
Thank you.
Did you ever know any tunes that were made up in this country? Set your sound post with the strings. Is this called a Magini fiddle, or do you know?
I really don't know.
I think that's what it is with the double. Pretty nice looking fiddle. It looks like it used to have the.
It has had it one time, yeah.
And somebody whittled out some. Thanks for it. What did you start playing? Did you have a pretty good fiddle when
No,
you
I just had a toy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Homemade?
No. No, I think... I really forget where I did get the first one I had.
Did you ever see any old homemade fiddles made out of cigar boxes? Things like that? No.
No.
I've seen Did you ever play a tune called Bony Parts Retreat?
No.
There's some of those tunes where you tune that bass string way down. You ever heard of that?
No, I never did. No, no, that's good.
I can't think of what I used to play even. Did you ever play one called Jimmy Johnson?
No.
Did you ever hear one called Christmas Morning?
No, I never did.
Liza Jane?
Yeah.